USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's than F's. I just saw the pediatrician in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A joint hearing taking place in the Texas House regarding last week's power outages. The State Affairs and Energy Resources Committee are hearing testimony from energy executives over the winterization preparation following that storm that left millions in the dark. A bipartisan commission has a message for the U.S. Navy.
Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. The USS Bonhomme Richard is an 844-foot-long WASP-class amphibious assault ship of the United States Navy commissioned in 1998. Serving as support for the Marine Corps, the ship resembles a smaller version of an aircraft carrier. The ship was severely damaged by an accidental explosion during maintenance in July 2020 while docked in San Diego, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. Hasbro, the company that makes a potato-shaped plastic toy, is giving the Spud a gender-neutral new name, Potato Head. The change will appear on boxes this year. The calls are growing louder for South Dakota Attorney General Jason Runsberg to resign after he fatally struck a pedestrian. Runsberg saying he thought he hit a deer, but in newly released police interrogation video, an officer tells Runsberg the victim's glasses were found inside his car.
I did not see the glass until you saw it. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So the only way for them to get there is through the windshield.
The accident happened on the night of September 12th. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issuing a statement saying that the charges have been filed against Runsberg and he should step down. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the Biden administration's federal retail pharmacy program for COVID-19 vaccination. Visiting a Washington, D.C. area pharmacy on Thursday, Harris said they're working on bringing up the supply of the vaccine.
So it's a process. We do believe by the end of the summer that everybody will be vaccinated in terms of the availability of vaccines at the very least. That is our hope, everyone will get vaccinated. So we do believe by the end of the summer we should have enough vaccines.
The program is expanding vaccination opportunities in neighborhoods where access might not be readily available. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.